the cure for desert places.
Next 7 days, get ready for the Almighty God to visit you. He said, can I not do in 7 days what has not been done in 7 years? Seven is the number of completion. And I believe this month God will visit us in an unusual way. Come on, if you believe that, come on, go ahead and shout a good amen. Jump on your feet and shout a good amen. Jump on your feet and shout a good amen. We have fasted and we have heard God. God does not give you tangible things first. He first of all gives you a word. And when you can only water that word with praise and thanksgiving, then the manifestation happens. That will be your testimony in the next 7 days. I said that will be your testimony in the next 7 days. I told somebody, I said, I am expecting something to come today. I don't know about you. I'm expecting my wise men to locate me. If you know you are expecting your wise men to locate you, behave as if you have come. Come on, behave as if you have come. Praise the Lord. I want you to go and meet about 10 persons. Tell them, God has already prepared a promised land for me. Come on, go ahead. There's a promised land for me. God has already prepared a promised land for me. Go ahead and prophesy it. Go ahead and prophesy it. Go ahead and prophesy it. God has already prepared a promised land for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy. I don't know. I just feel an unusual peace. An unusual joy. Listen, you can be in America and not have joy. And be in the jungle of Iraq and be full of joy. You didn't hear what I said. You can live in a mansion. Let's not confuse happiness with joy. Happiness is external. Joy is internal. And when you begin to feel internal joy, it's just a matter of time. Come on, go ahead and look at somebody, say, I'm happy. You may be seated. God bless you. Quickly, in the next 10, 20 minutes, I'll be through and we'll just celebrate God, anoint everybody. For the next 3 days, we'll be anointing you. We are believing that God has already prepared a promised land for FEM Foundation. Corporately, we are entering it. That no stopping us now. We are entering our land of significant change. You didn't hear what I said. I said, we are entering our land of significant change. There's already a prepared place. There's already a prepared place. There's already a prepared place. Come on, instrumentalists, go with me. Because I don't know, I will be preaching, teaching, and prophesying at the same time. Then we'll burst into dance and singing, and we are going to anoint everybody. I believe God is about to take us to a place that eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, It has not entered the understanding of men where God, what God has prepared for us, corporately as a church and individually as human beings. That God wants to do something in our lives, that even those that observe us will be shocked. That even us ourselves, when it begins to happen to us, we cannot even comprehend, because look at our testimony and look at us, it does not match. It doesn't fit. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Numbers chapter 13. What I'll be talking about is in Numbers. God has prepared a place for them to enter. They had already marched through for 2 years. And they were about to enter the land that God has prepared for them. But something happened, they could not enter. So for 38 years, may you not see your promised land and not enter. You didn't hear what I said. I said, may you not see your promised land and not enter. There are people here in this place. If you are not careful, everything that we have prophesied by the instrumentality of the word of God and the Spirit, if you are not careful to work it out, let me not prophesy something. But the truth of the matter is that this is the promises of God. And the Bible says the promises of God are here and evermore. Praise the Lord. Numbers chapter 13, verse 17. New Living Translation. It says, Moses gave the men these instructions as he sent them out to explore the new land. Go now through the Negev into the hill country and see. Somebody say, see. You didn't say it very well. Say, see. What the land is like. And find out whether the people living there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? Do their towns have walls, or are they unprotected? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there many trees? Enter the land boldly and bring back samples of the crops you see. Somebody say, see. Somebody say, see. Somebody say, see. What you cannot see, you can't possess. What you cannot see, you can't possess. And this is the irony. And we cannot see externally, because the things we see on the outside of us are temporal. But the things we see, so today I want to talk about see and possess. Open the gates of my what? So a song said. Open the of what? Open the eyes of my. Until you open the eyes of your heart, you cannot see where we are going to. And as long as you cannot see it, you cannot get there. Every person that has made any great invention told you that they saw it. He said, go and see the land. Go and see the land. Go and see the land. Only 12 of them came back. 2 saw. The remaining 10 did not see. Come on, put your hands on your eyes. And say, Father, open my eyes. You didn't say it very well. Say, Father, that's a wonderful prayer. Open the eyes of my heart. You know, we can come here for 21 days and many of us will believe it's religion. We have started again. They have just been fasting and praying. I don't understand what they are doing. But let them not say, I didn't fast. So you partook of the fast. But the truth of the matter is that you really did not see. And I pray in these next 3 days, God will open your eyes to see. And some of us have been asking questions, what next? But let me tell you the truth. God is about to do something in your life. God did not just put significant change as something that nobody, maybe the earth over, they were so full. So God gave them a wonderful dream and they came out with it. No. In verse 25 and 26 of that same chapter, it says, after exploring the land for 40 days, the men returned to Moses and Aaron and the people of Israel waiting at Kadesh in the wilderness of Paran. They reported to the whole community what they had seen. and showed them the fruit they had taken from the land. Can I ask a question? How do you see your future? Because how you view your future will depend on the praise you give to God. Like I said yesterday in the church, I said your future is so bright. Firm foundation, get ready. Our future is so bright that even sunglasses is not strong enough to withstand the intensity of the light. For where God is taking us to, there are so many things we need to put in place. But the truth of the matter is that the first thing God gives to you is inner peace. Even when externality is not working. And so what happens when you begin to look at the future with the eyes of fear? When you begin to look at the future with the eyes of fear, many people cannot take a step forward because they are afraid of tomorrow. The truth of the matter is that as long as you are on earth here, you can never do away without fear. Fear must always be present. In your marriage, there must be fear. You drove carefully to church because you are afraid of accident. So it's not all fear that is bad. The Bible even made us to understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The first thing that happens when you begin to look at your future with the eyes of fear is that you start getting stress. Stress will come. What is the stress? This happened in Numbers chapter 13. Listen to me. Many of us can be on the edge of the year of taking territories and not be able to enter the year of significant change and move in there. Because you know why? You are afraid of tomorrow. Why does stress come? Stress comes because you are hearing both good and bad reports. If I tell you out of this country, the type of news that is coming out from Nigeria, they believe that every street in Nigeria is full of bomb. And if you are not careful, that's why throughout this fasting period, I minimize every form of news I want to hear. I wasn't going to any social media site because I didn't want to hear anything. Because when you don't hear, the gates of your heart is not open to them. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 27 and 28, this was their report to Moses. We arrived in the land you sent us to see. And it is indeed a magnificent country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is some of the fruit as proof. But every time when you begin to see but, it becomes a problem. But the people living there are powerful and their cities and towns are fortified and very large. We also saw the descendants of Anak who are living there. Two news they heard, one good, one bad. The land is good. But, can I ask a question? What are the two bad news you are hearing now? We are positioning for significant change. I can't tell you how many news I've heard for the past 2 weeks concerning our conference. And every time the bad news comes, God has a way of bringing the good news to counteract it. And that will be your testimony. That when the bad news comes, you will look at the good news. So the first thing that happens to you is that when you begin to look at your future with the eyes of fear, you start getting stressful. Stress will come. Let's move ahead quickly so that we dance and we praise God. And as we are praising God, we are practicing. Dancing and praising in church does not mean that you are living a lifestyle of praise. If you can only drop your cares on this altar today, and in the next today, tomorrow, and these 3 days that we are here, and begin to give him crazy praise lifestyle, that at your workplace you are thanking him. When things bad happen, you are thanking him. When things good happen, you are thanking him. Then you begin to find out that your focus begins to change and you begin to build internal pressure. When you build internal pressure, your container cannot collapse. Your perfume is on your table or your body spray. It's still standing there because inside that body spray is pressurized. The outside pressure cannot collapse it. The moment it goes, then the container will collapse. You will not collapse in the midst of circumstances. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you start looking at the future with the eye of fear, you know what you start developing? Scarcity mentality. Scarcity mentality. The Bible says in verse 29, the Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea along the Jordan. Scarcity mentality is developed. That is when you start hoarding. That is when you're not saying. What they are trying to say is that there are so many people in the land, even when the land has abundance, there are so many people in the land for us to sustain in that land. Has it not happened to you? When it's time for God telling you, it's time for you to release something, you know what you start doing? Scarcity mentality. What will I eat in future? Listen, let me tell you the truth. What will come, will come. What will come, will come. Sometimes you lose something because God wants you to get abundant things. I believe God had allowed devil to attack Job. Because Job, God wants to bless him more. But fear made Job, made God's hand to be small to help Job. And so remove all these things. Kill away fear from him. And I want to replenish him. You must understand that, listen, Nigeria may be broke, but your God is not broke. You must understand that you live in a different set of reality as it relates to the kingdom. What they were trying to say is that the land has abundance, but look at the many people there. Does it not baffle you that, let me tell you the truth. I've told it before. If God wants to give you 7 children, go ahead and have them. You say, how will I take care of them? The first thing that comes to your mind is that you don't have money. He said, the quiver of a man is full. Neither am I saying that you should go and give birth thoroughly. So that you must be able to balance it. He said, where will I? Listen, let me tell you. As long as your supply comes from the Father, and not from abroad, or not from your job, or your business, there shall be a ceaseless supply. You know, most of the time we cannot release to God. You know why? Because we are afraid of tomorrow. There are some of you here, God has told you, this is the offering I want to give. But you have explained it away. Because you know why? Scarcity mentality. Anything you want more of, release it. You want more time, release more time. You are thinking of the clothes you will wear for your cure for desert places. All the miserable one you have, give it away. He said, how can this be? As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. In verse 31, he said, but the men who had gone up with Caleb said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. They are stronger than we are. This is a self-defeating prophecy. Many of us have self-defeating prophecy. We speak something. We cannot attack it. So, you know, sometimes you look at yourself and tell yourself that you are not fine enough. Is it a lie? You look at yourself and tell yourself, some of you are still doubting the truth of the matter, as I'm saying now. Some of you are still doubting. You say, I'm just only believing. I'm just here. Oh, that Matthew Ashimo is coming here. He's still baffling me. I don't think so. True of us. No, true of us. You can be sure pastors are saying, Reverend Ben has come again. No. If you are doubting, don't just raise up your hand. Just blink your eye. So that nobody will. Listen, this is to tell. Some of them are saying, how can this be? You know why? You always tell yourself, I'm not good. And you know what? When you look at the future, your self-defeating prophecy is fulfilled. Some of you believe that there are some clothes you can't wear. True of us. How can God now walk in your place when you are limiting him? For without faith, it's impossible to please God. I don't care how many prayers you pray. As long as the prayer is not by faith, you are exercising your mouth. If we are coming here to praise God, just because we want for religion, listen, let's forget this praise. I came to challenge you to position for the significant change. That we cannot enter corporately when we begin to see the future with fear. That you lost your job is no big deal. Next year, God can provide a bigger one.
God can even take you. Listen, he may allow you to go for you to lose your job because you are not supposed to be an employee. You are supposed to be an employer of labor. But many of us cannot see it. You know what we do? We start saying, he said, I talk him. They will soon sack me. And really, they sacked you. You can be shocked that when you look at the future with the eye of fear, self-defeating prophecy, he said, but the man who has gone up with Caleb said, we can't attack those people. We can't. We can't. What do you think you cannot do? What you think you can't do and what you think you can do, you are right. You say, I can't make it in life. You are right. I can make it in life. You are right. I am ugly. You are right. I am beautiful. You are right. Some of you look at say, all the men are finished. You are right. There are too many men in this country. You are also right. Some of you, when you go for interview, you say, okay, at least if they take these two, they must call me third. You are right. Some of you look at all the fine girls and say, okay, at least if these two are married now, I can marry. You are right. But when you stand and said, I cannot be broke. For my father was not broke when he created the earth. And he created me in his own image. You are right. What does it take you to speak like that? Because you have what is called false humility. Verse 32. So the first one is that stress will come because of conflicting information. The second one is that you develop sex scarcity mentality. The third one is that you have your self-defeating prophecy is fulfilled. May you not have a prophecy that is evil being fulfilled in your life. It's not be it unto you according to what the devil said. It's according to your word. So the devil is not as powerful as we think he is. We empowered him. So that anything bad happens, say, I fear to come. Have you heard that statement? Some people believe that when they enter a relationship, they must break after 6 months. On the fifth month, quarrel erupts. Say, see, it's happening again. Praise the Lord. When Creflodola collided with a vehicle and he flew out of the vehicle, he came out alive and preached that same evening. Why? Long before that time, he has been confessing, in my pathway, there is no death. There is life. Many people take him. Then they start hiding from people. Say, if they see my pregnancy now, they might do eye like this and the pregnancy will go. You are right. They are careful of the place. Say, don't match your ground. Wait, listen, there are women that they are pregnant. They climb lorry. They travel. They come back with the pregnant. They even deliver on the road. And those women never prayed. How can a mad woman not go for antenatal, give birth to a healthy child? Oh. Verse 32, and say, and they spread the bad news about the land they had explored. They spread the bad news about the land that they had explored. The land we traveled through and explored would devour anyone. Who goes to live there? All the people we saw were huge. I don't know what you are seeing as being huge. Maybe you have a huge debt, but your God is bigger than them. The God that sent us on this errand is bigger than it. The God that said there is a significant change is bigger than it. Come on, give somebody a high five, say it's bigger. You didn't say it very well, say it's bigger. Every time you look at the future with the eyes of fear, every person around you is affected. Every time. I've seen married women counseling single girls. So when I think, say my time don't they pass, now so I can't do something, I catch him. Not be clear, not be smart, not be clear at the thing they married these days. Oh, listen, they are infecting you. They are infecting you. So you pass it on to others. One bad apple will spoil a bunch, but one good apple cannot repair everything. That's how somebody will come and spread. You say, this first scarcity, better load your house now because this first scarcity is for 3 months. Where did you get this information? You say, I heard. Everybody has been prophesying war in this country, and I refuse it. I will not be in a country that there is war. I won't look at my future and accept the prophecy from developed world who do not know that even all the indices now about Nigeria shows that we should break up. But they cannot see the invisible hand. And that's the invisible hand that will operate in your life this year. The eyes cannot see more than 6 nations. All the Arab world rose up against Israel in one day. On the day when Israel was fasting, it's called the Day of Atonement. They call it the Yom Kippur War. All of them rose. They wanted to crush a small country who we are still rejecting. In 6 days, they crumbled them. I pray for you. The thing that rises up against you, you will crumble it. I say you will crumble it. If God is on your side, you have the word of God in your mouth. There is nothing too big for you to handle. You must understand clearly that most times, if we are not careful, others will begin come, they will start being infected. 10 men came and the whole camp. Ten. Some of you know why you cannot release what God is telling you to release. It's because somebody told you about something. You have heard a bad news, or you've heard a bad testimony. Why you cannot move and act what God is telling you to do? Because you have heard something. Listen to me. I don't care what they are saying on CNN. What they are saying. Every time you listen to breaking news, you are late. You are supposed to be the one that knows before the news happens. Every time you are always looking for breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. You are the one. You are the one. They will send you a message. Say send it to all your BB contact. You fire. What is the source of the information you don't know? I've received a BB message. After 3 months, I will still receive that same BB message as if it's happening. Listen, let me tell you the truth. I can formulate a message now that can spoil everything this night. That's how we heard in Warri that somebody turned to snake. I said, how did the person turn to snake? He said, look at the picture. I said, is the picture? Do we have the video footage of the person turning to snake? He said, you say you don't believe all these things. I can't believe nonsense. I can't believe nonsense. I can't believe. There are some things that I have programmed my mind. I programmed my mind to reject things. That is how you program your mind. People can infect you. Other women whose marriages are not working, they start infecting you, infecting your children. In fact, then sooner or later, you start suspecting your husband. You check his phone, check his briefcase, check everywhere. You still did not see and say, it's a lie. I must see. Listen, let me tell you, what you see, you will possess. I see the goodness of God. I see the mercies of God. I see the greatness of God. I see Cure for Desert Places coming and going and successful conference. I see all the speakers speaking and they're blessing us. I see people coming from all over. I see us blessing the world. I see us blessing Nigeria. I see us blessing pastors. That is what I see, and that is what I will possess in the name of Jesus Christ. Tap your neighbor and say, what do you see? What you see is what you will get. When you look at the future with the eyes of fear, the thing that you will be seeing is that you will be seeing yourself as inadequate for your challenges. You'll be seeing yourself as inadequate for your challenges. Challenges will come. Challenges will come. So you must understand clearly that when you begin to look at your future with fear, why did our parents say we should go to school? Because if we don't go to school, we won't have a good job. Now we have gotten to school, 2-1, first class, no job. I know my father used to say, at least if you are a graduate, you will not beg for food. I have seen many graduates. Many. So what they were afraid of, and the solution did not match. I pray for somebody as my tunis bow on this altar. God will give you the solution for the future. In the name of Jesus, God will give you the solution for the future. 85% of what you are worried about will not happen. It will not happen. In verse 32 to 33, it says, they said, verse 33, all the people we saw, huge. We even saw giants there. The descendants of Anak, next to them, we felt like grasshoppers. That's what they thought too. How can you be thinking? Imagine you walking and say, somebody, this, I believe I'm not fine. And I think that the girl thinks I'm not fine. When you go into a party, nobody is looking whether you are fine. They are thinking whether they are fine. So when you dress to kill, you are killing yourself. Everybody comes with their own ambition. So you will see yourself as inadequate for your challenge. That challenge is too small for you. I said that challenge is too small for you. Many of you are about to get married. Now, you are thinking, where will I get the money? And you are feeling inadequate. Okay, let's just plan it small. I'm not saying not to have a small marriage or a big marriage. But the truth of the matter is that, how big is your faith? Because it's not the bigness of even your faith. It's the bigness of your God. God did not say you should have faith as big as this house. He said if you have faith as a mustard seed. Some people are even warning their wife now. Don't give birth now. No money. Don't give birth now. No, because that is what you are prophesying. You think when they... Are you listening to me? I've seen people giving birth. That day that they gave birth, things began to happen for the family. It seems as if the floodgates of financial breakthrough opened. Why? Because, listen, may you never look at the future with the eyes of defeat. I don't know the challenges you are going through or the challenges that you think will come. The challenge is not bigger than you, because you know why? Greater is He that is in you. Most of the time we talk self-defeating talk. Self-defeating talk. Talk that will not make any headway in life. He said we saw them and they saw us too. How did they see you? They were not even bothered about them. You know, sometimes you look at your problem with the eye of fear. Now I'm 35. Will I see a husband? A man called me. He said, I'm looking for a woman that is 40 years. Some of you say don't just get anything. Don't even buy a car. Don't walk. So that when the husband sees you, he knows that you don't have anything. Because when you have something, they are afraid. The man said, please, the woman must be working and must have source of income. Your life must not be on hold because one stupid man refused. If a man does not like you when you, or is feeling incapacitated when you have money, when you really have money in that marriage, you are finished. That shows that the man has no capacity to handle some breakthroughs. So every single girl is on hold now. You won't buy a good shoe because a loco is what they will not see well. Listen. May God help us. Chapter 14, verse 1 to 2.
Numbers 14, 1 to 2. Then all the people began weeping aloud, and they cried all night. And they grumbled and complained in a great chorus against their leaders, Moses and Aaron. We wish we had died in Egypt. And even here in the wilderness, they wailed. When you look at your problem with the eye of fear, you know what? You become miserable. There are many of us miserable now. You start crying. Why are you crying? A woman was found crying. Why is she crying? She thought that one day she will marry. She's not married there. Then she will not give birth. Then the child will not grow up. Then the child will not be going to school. Car will hit the child and the child will die. Based on that, she started crying. One, she's not yet married. Whether if she's married, she will give birth immediately, nobody knows. Whether the child, so the child cannot enter car, it's trekking. That's her mind. Miserable. The Bible says they started crying. They started complaining. These are the three things. The first thing they did, the Bible said they were crying. They were complaining. And the next thing they do, they started second guessing. What's second guessing? I wish I had not taken this job. Look at me now, they want to carry me to prison for what I did not know. I wish I did not drive out today. Maybe robbers would have not attacked me. Listen, let me tell you the truth. There are people in their houses that were attacked. There are people in their houses, stray bullet came to them. They were eating food. So sometimes when things happen like this, because you are afraid of tomorrow, you want to remain in your position. Que sera, sera, sera. Que sera. Whatsoever will be, will be. I remain in this place. I will just be eating my eba. I will just be eating my eba. At least I don't disturb any person. Some people are even angry with others. Said, now you see, you have lost your money in stock market. For me, I not give anybody money. I didn't give anybody my money. They didn't eat my money. My money, I ate it because whatsoever is in the stomach is now your own. I can die now. And at the end of the day, you start regretting. Listen to me. When you start a business and it fails, you are better than the person that did not start at all. You are better. Because the person does not know failure. Don't call it failure. Call it an education. It is not failure. You learn from your experiences. Somebody was asked, what will make somebody a good leader? I say, by making a good decision. He said, how does somebody make a decision? He said, by making many bad decisions. There can never be a perfect marriage in an imperfect world. When you see two husband and wife quarreling, the husband will say, but my wife knows I'm not perfect. It's what you are believing that she's so, but she's perfect. So what is the antidote for all this thing? Faith. Somebody say faith. You didn't say it very well. Say faith. You didn't say it very well. Say faith. Joshua and Caleb had faith. For 45 years, they kept the dream in their heart. Listen, there are some of you here in this church. For 10 years, you have been holding something in your heart. This is your year. You didn't say it very well. I said, this is your year. This is your season. If you are going to do something this year, now take the leap. For you to walk on water, you jump into the water. Caleb came to meet Joshua after 45 years. Now, Caleb was 80-something years. And he said, give me this mountain. In verse 30 of Numbers chapter 13. He said, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go at once. 30. We should go at once and take possession of the land. Right now, we can certainly do this. Now, somebody say now. You didn't say it very well. Somebody say now. Somebody say. Somebody say. Somebody say. Somebody say. Every time God tells you to do something and you delay, you miss the blessing. Some testimonies that we have shared, especially the one of yesterday, has shocked me. That's why we tell you in this church, we believe by revelational giving. Some people say, thank God I didn't hear anything. Since it's only revelation they do in this church. Me, I don't hear. So what's what? Listen, let me tell you. Any offering you give that the undertone is not sacrifice, it's not an offering. That's why Cain gave an offering. Abel gave an offering. And Abel's offering was because he gave the best. And it was a sacrifice. Every time, listen, the Bible. Some of you, your prayer life has increased. True of us. Some of you, Bible has increased. Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthians, he said, since everything has increased, can you also increase your giving? As we begin to enter a new year, plan all these things. My prayer life, one. My time with God, two. The reading of God's word, three. Four, my giving, increase it. Peter was saying to your faith, add this. Listen, when you start small, don't remain small. Jesus, in John chapter 11, looked at Mary and Martha. He said, did I not tell you, if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord? If you believe, you will see. Our kingdom is not believing and is not seeing before believing. Our kingdom is believing first before seeing. I don't know what is plaguing you. What I can see, I believe with all my heart, and we are going to enter there. When I told you that very soon, we'll have our own TV station. So people think it's a joke. And that's why when my wife had told me something, say, anything that is in your heart, declare it. Don't say I'm not seeing it. Walk around and go and tell people, say, my husband is coming, I'll soon get married. He said, but you don't have any boyfriend. It doesn't matter. Some people even do marriage quickly, say, I don't want to invite people because I invited before. It didn't work. So they quickly do emergency marriage. He say, are you married? He say, yes, look at it. Say, when? He say, boo. You know, say that they hide, they better. Listen. That thing does not work in our kingdom. We declare it. Where is the money going to come for the TV station? I don't know. Where are the personnel? I don't know. Do you have the building? I don't know. But you know what? I believe strongly that there is a property in Edo State. There is a property in Nigeria that before I showed up, my name was there. The name of Fame Foundation was there. Property along Airport Road. Property along Sapley Road. But there is no land there. No. If God will displace somebody for me to enter, God, listen, people will sell their property to me for peanuts. Some will not even sell it. They will watch us on TV. I say, call that man. All my children are useless. Take. All I want you to do is to name the TV station after me. What concern me? I can give it any name, provided the content is... Listen, you don't understand what I'm... Some of you will own hospitals you did not build. You didn't hear what I said. People will give you cars you did not go to the car shop to get. Because you have seen it and you will possess it. With your two eyes you will see it. With your two eyes you will receive it. With your two legs you will enter. With your two hands you will touch it. Tangibly. Never you give up your praise. Never you give up your praise. When you see others saying there's a casting down, lift up your voice and say there's a lifting up. Come on, rise up on your feet. And go and tell somebody, I'm about to break through. I'm about to break through. I see it coming. The clouds are heavy. The clouds are heavy. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. My business is flourishing. My marriage is flourishing. My ministry is flourishing. I see us breaking on the other side. Abundance is coming. Testimony is coming. Money coming to me. Breakthrough coming to me. Influence coming to me. Come on, go ahead and prophesy. Come on, go ahead and prophesy. My children are going forth. I am going forth. School fees have been paid. The bills are met. The house rent has been paid. I am going forward. I will enter my promised land. I will enter my promised land. I will enter my testimony. My testimony is on the way. The cloud is heavy. I receive the rain of heaven. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. No devil can stop me. No devil can stop me. You are a speaking spirit. Come on, go ahead and speak it. Speak your testimonies. Speak your harvest. Speak your harvest. Don't speak your problems. Come on, go ahead and speak it. As you are speaking it, you are praising God. Because his promises are here and evermore. He wants you to believe him. He said, if you believe, you will see my glory. If you believe, you will see my glory. The glory of the Lord is in this place. If you believe, speak what you believe. Speak what you believe. Speak what you believe. I seek you for desert places. Already a success. Reposition a success. Reposition a success. Stand up for offers. Let's see a success. I see it. I see it. Different locations in Nigeria. Different location in America. Different location in Europe. In Asia, we are coming. In Asia, we are coming. Australia, you will get us. We are coming. We are coming. We are coming. I'm breaking on every side. I am breaking out on every side. Come on, go ahead and speak your expectations. My children will not die. My marriage will not die. I have the money to take care of these children. I am going forward. The lines are falling for me in pleasant places. I have a godly inheritance. Come on, go ahead. This is our praise and anointing service. The more you speak what God has told you, what you are doing, you are praising him. You are telling him it's bigger than your problem. It's bigger than your situation. Your challenges cannot stop you. Come on, go ahead. Speak it. 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 I am getting married. I am getting forward. That job is mine. My marriage is stable. My life is stable. I will not be put down. I am going up. I am the head, not the tail. The situation in Nigeria, the economic situation in the world, cannot stop me. Cannot stop my dream. The dream God has given to me, it must surely come to pass. It will speak and not lie. Though it has been delayed, it's going to speak. And when it speaks, it's going to be pressed down, shaking together, running over. It shall come speedily. It shall come speedily. In my marriage, in my academics, in my career, in my ministry, it shall come. It shall come. My wise men are coming with my possession. My wise men are coming with my testimonies. My wise men are bringing my gift. I position to receive it. I position to receive it. It's coming to me. 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 In the day it will come. At night it will come. I see the sunshine coming. I see the sunshine coming. My night season is over. 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 Come on, go ahead and prophesy. Come on, go ahead and prophesy. Come on, go ahead and prophesy. Nobody will prophesy on you today. We are still on the mountain. We are coming down. 21 days. God must have spoken to you. God must have spoken to you. God must have spoken to you. Speak what he told you. As you are speaking him, you are praising him. As you are speaking it, you are praising him. As you are speaking what he told you, you are praising him. Because eyes have not seen what God has destined for you and your marriage, for you and your children, for you and your destiny. It is bigger than you think. It is greater than you think. It is higher than you think. Come on, go ahead and speak it. Go ahead and speak it. Come on, go ahead and speak it. The lines are falling for you. 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 You have a good inheritance. You have a good inheritance. It's coming. It's coming. The cloud is heavy. The cloud is heavy. About to fall on your land. What are you planting? Come on, plant the seeds of God's word in your land. Plant it, plant it. Plant it in your future. Plant it in September. Plant it in October. November, plant it. December, plant it. January, plant it. February, plant it. March, plant it. Come on, go ahead and plant it. Come on, go ahead. 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 Don't speak your fears. Speak the God, word of God. I will not be barren in this land. I will not be barren in this land. Provisions are coming. Provisions are coming. I will execute that job. I will execute my marriage. That business will be executed. The wise men are coming. The wise men are coming. God knew before I was born that in 2012, September 24th, I will need that money. He has made the provision. He has made the provision. Money coming to me from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. It's coming. It's coming. It caused prosperity to flow to me like a river. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I'm carrying my baby. 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 Money coming to me. It's coming to me. From the east, from the west, it's coming now, 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 it's coming now. From the first year of this fast, even till now, God has spoken to you. Come on, go ahead and prophesy it. Speak it out. You are a speaking spirit. Don't let your mouth be closed. It doesn't matter what you are saying, for he will hasten it to perform it. Speak back his word to him. I am not going down. I am coming up. No devil shall stop me. My marriage is going up. I am pregnant already. I am married already. I received the manifestation of what I have spoken. Come and go ahead and speak it. Come and go ahead and speak it. Come and go ahead and speak it. Come on, 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 go ahead and speak it. My marriage will not go under. My marriage will not go under. My children will come out. They will come out of that problem. They are going up. They are rising to the top. My body is healed. My breakthrough cometh to me. My testimony, shocking testimonies, are coming to me. I will not be under. I am going up. I am going up. My career is safe. It is secure. In the hollows of the palm of the living God, it's secure. Provisions are coming. The ravens are bringing my provision. The ravens are bringing my provision. God saw me in 2012 before I was born, for he called those things that be not as if they were. It declares the end from the very beginning. Fame builder, speak it. Speak it. That business will not die. I see a supernatural debt cancellation. You are coming out of that debt issue. You are coming out. Ideas are flowing. Ideas are flowing. The windows of heaven have opened. The windows of heaven have opened. Ideas are coming. Ideas are coming. They are falling on you right now. Ideas for living your dream is coming upon. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. You will not go under. You will not go bankrupt. Bankruptcy cannot happen. Your business will not fold up. I see customers coming from the left, from the right. They are rushing to your doorsteps. They are rushing to your air. They are rushing. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. The lines. The lines. I, God, will cause prosperity to flow to you like a river. The river is coming. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. The river in Ezekiel 47 is coming your way. The river in Ezekiel 47 is coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. Taking you to your promised land. Taking you to your destination. It's coming to your marriage. It's coming to your business. It's coming. It's homecoming. It's coming. It's coming. I want you to hold somebody's two hands. Somebody's two hands. You are going to be prophesying on that person what you want to, what you have already prophesied on yourself. Come on, go ahead and begin to prophesy. You are the head and not the tail. You are going up. We have entered. We have entered. As we have entered our year of significant change, prophesy change to that man. Prophesy change to that boy. To that girl. To that woman. Come on, go ahead. Prophesy to your brother. Prophesy to your sister. You will not die. You will live. I cancel sickness from your midst. You are not going to die. You are not going to die. You are not going to die. You will pass that exam. You will go on. Excellence is coming your way. Breakthrough is coming your way. Come on, go ahead. 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 Ideas are coming your way. 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 Open the eyes of the heart of my brother. Open the eyes of the heart of my sister. Speak it. No devil can stop a foundation. The lines are falling for us. In the name of Jesus. The last one we are going to prophesy, you are going to be speaking to care for desert places, to reposition. And said, whatsoever God has destined to happen, And whatsoever you want to happen, come on, go ahead and speak it. Hold somebody's hand. Where two or three shall agree, two shall agree as touching a thing, it shall be done. It shall be done. Reposition will reposition lives. Transform society. Cure for desert places. We'll bring about a cure in the desert places of the people coming. Of the people that will hear the tape. The speakers will come safely, will go back safely. The protection of heaven will work. The angels of heaven will be released. Heaven's army will be here, guarding and protecting every speaker. Heaven's armies will be here. Every person that will come here will receive a testimony. They will encounter the presence of God in a tangible form. They will experience the glory of God. There will be a significant change in your life. Resounding roar. Everything you have spoken over your life, over your marriage, over your brother, over your sister, come on, let us sound a resounding amen. I see every word you have spoken here coming to pass. You will remember today. You will remember these 3 days of divine encounter. You will remember these 3 days of praise and anointing. Come on, if you believe it, jump on your feet and give the Lord a shout.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please contact The Femme Exchange at number 5 Oregmini Crescent of Idean Road of Ihema Road, GRA, Benin City, or call 080-511-03787 or 081-8977-5470 or 081-22-870-966. Worship with us every Sunday at Femme Foundation at any of our services, 7:30 a.m. or 9:30 a.m. Thank you and God bless you.